Yo. What's poppin' with y'all, man? It's your boy, the Pod Killer. And yes, you know I'm dropping an episode. Drake dropped his diss record. This is what we wanted. This is what we want. The competitive part of fucking rap or whatever. And that's why everybody mad at J. Cole, because he apologized. And, you know, fuck you apologizing for, bro. Like, no. And I've been saying it. Wait till the light skin Keith Sweat jumping in, because this is what he do. Nigga be dissing everybody from day one, bro. Motherfucking, he addressed everybody. He even threw John Morant in it for some reason. I don't know what's the problem with John. Must have said something, or I don't know. But, you know, he got at Ross. My favorite part of it, because I don't fuck with Ross. I think Ross is mediocre. I've been saying that shit from day one. Even before he started beefing with G-Unit and 50 and them. What brings me to my point, he got DJ Who Kid. Who Kid dropped the record. Who Kid been active with the shit too, posting the shit, posting Drake memes. 50 even dropped the Drake song or whatever, and the conversation between Drake and his mother, whatever. So 50's obviously on Drake's side, which I love. Oh man, I know that's eating Ross apart. Eating Ross alive. Ross dropped the record, though, within an hour, 2 hours. Some competitive, this is what we like, this is what I want. I'm not going to discredit his shit. The beat is fire, but I don't like how he rapping on it. To me, I think Ross is just happy because people paying attention to what he got to say right now at this moment, because his last record were Meek flop, and he's delusional, thinking he could fuck with Drake, because Drake murdered him on every song they on together. He absolutely slaughtered Ross every single time they on a song together. And don't at me. No, I want you to at me. Stay Scheming set off. Then the other joint with the Aston Martin music. Drake came on that record on the video. He murdered that shit. Lemon Pepper Freestyle, he murdered that shit. The other song, man, every song they on together, Drake one up that nigga. Now this record, he said that shit. Everything, every song he had on the Billboard is Future and me, niggas. Fuck you talking about? Future too. And I fuck with Future. I'm mad they beefing though, because they chemistry and with the music and shit like that is just kind of unmatched and shit like that. Like, so hopefully they can hash their shit out after this shit. But yeah, I'm here for it, man. This is the part that we love, man. Like, and they've been missing out the game for a minute. Like, I ain't gonna say I haven't been missing, but this, like, you know, actually, like, hearing rap and bars and shit like that, a lot of people paying attention to it. Because these little niggas, whatever, these new rap niggas, they always dissing each other. But it don't hold no weight, because it's, these niggas just getting in the game or whatever, or it's not, nobody paying attention to their career like that. Like, you're not that heavy in a rap game for niggas to be paying attention to your diss records and shit like that. Cause these niggas always calling somebody an op and all that crazy shit and talking about somebody like that, whatever. But, you know, Drake involved, this, you know, Ross, Drake. Drake vs. Ross, Drake vs. Future, Drake vs. Metro Boomin, Drake vs. fucking Kendrick. He was killing Kendrick too in that shit. He said some shit. Drake vs. fucking Ja Morant. Drake vs. fucking just everybody, bro. Like, and I love it. And he going, you know, he seemed like he going in his weight. So I'm just here for it, man. The record tough. The record tough as fuck. I fuck with it. I'm sure Pusha T gonna try to slide in the beef or whatever. Pause. That shit's just not crazy. But I'm sure Pusha gonna say something. You know, I'm sure people gonna jump in and shit. Cole need to get it together, man. I don't know what the fuck he on, man. He need to get it together. Him and Drake need to have like a back and forth on some shit, talking about these niggas like some crazy shit. Yeah, you know, that's just my take on that, man. Who Kid, man? Who Kid 50? Oh man, I love it. Now we want that. Now people asking for that 50 and Drake. That'd be crazy. That'd be absolutely nuts. But I'm here for it, man. The diss record drop. I fuck with it. A lot of everybody else fuck with it. Yeah. Let's get it. Let's get it. I'm trying to see where I'm at with it. Ross, you lost already. You lose every fucking battle, so I think you can stand against Drake. Like I said, he's just happy because somebody paying attention to his rap right now. Let's go. I'm not a Ross fan, by the way. I'm just not. It's your boy, the Pod Killer. Yo, what's poppin', man? It's your boy, the Pod Killer. Here to report on this Drake and Ross. Again, if you listen, if you know me, not a Ross fan at all. And one of the qualities that Ross have that make me dislike him a lot and a lot of other artists, him being delusional. He's one of the most delusional rappers out here. He's extremely delusional. The nigga said he got more money than Drake. And I'm not here to discuss niggas' finances and shit, because that's the female trait or whatever. But everybody know that's not true. But my thing is, I'm here because they going back and forth on social media and shit with the memes and, you know, shit like that. But that nigga, Ross, first, let me double back real quick. Baby posted on his shit saying, you know, he got Drake, got your back type shit. And as he should. Shit. As he should. So Ross took the initiative to post after and added, I think he added Baby and some shit. And nigga mentioned Baby mother, Miss Gladys, who is deceased. And I don't care if niggas in rap beef and all this shit. Don't mention a deceased family member, bro. Especially a nigga mother, bro. Like, what are you on? That's just bringing it somewhere else. Like, everything is on wax, whatever. Everything is on record. That type of shit. But you dissing, you talking about a nigga deceased mother, bro. That's not gangster. And the shit you posting is crazy to me. Like just, it's like, it's not even funny shit. Like, the nose job, like, your little memes is not funny. Like, I don't think none of your jokes is funny. I don't think that his jokes is funny or whatever. Like, I just think it's corny because he's mad delusional, bro. Like, nigga just sold 30,000 copies with Meek Mill. That is horrible. Your career is over, bro. Like, your rap career is over. You got to take it somewhere else, bro. But to me, Drake is winning this shit. Or, you know, he winning this shit. He won on all them niggas or whatever. And so we waiting on Kendrick's response right now. But we'll see how this shit go, man. I'm just, you know, I'm still upset about J. Cole apologizing and shit, though. Like, we don't do that in rap, bro. We diss. We go at each other, nigga. Like, fuck all that. But, you know, Drake holding it down, though. I told niggas, wait for the light skin key sweat, nigga. I told niggas, man. Because home wanted to, I hate using this word because I think it's a female word too, petty. Home one of the most petty niggas in the world, bro. Like, home is most petty niggas in the world. So, you know, this right up home alley, man. Like, home, that's what he like to do type shit. So let's see. Mind you, you posting every day on IG too. Mad shit. Like dissing all these niggas. And the crazy shit, he sent a drum line to Magic City. And I think Metro was inside in Magic City or whatever, but he sent a drum line over there. I didn't get it at first. I should have, but that was for Metro, and Metro's in that location somewhere type shit. So Drake on his bullshit like crazy with these niggas. So let's see where this shit go, man. Pod killer.